Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Stacy Alonzo. She's the founder and president of Noah's Animal House. For the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're joined by Stacy Alonzo. She's the founder and president of Noah's Animal House. Pleasure to have you on the program for the first time.
Thank you, Sam. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, for folks that don't know, and this show is heard statewide, but tell us about Noah's Animal House. Start from the beginning so that we understand truly what it's all about.
Thank you for that opportunity. The beginning is a really passionate story. I had been on the Shade Tree Shelter board for several years, and that's the largest women and children's shelter in Nevada, and it's based out of Las Vegas. On any given night, in fact, tonight, there's over 100 children staying at that facility and over 200 women. And as a board member and a passionate pet owner, I had always had been asking the executive director, do we ever have women and children arrive with their pets? And she said, well, yeah, all the time. And I said, well, what do we do? And she said, well, there are no pets allowed at a domestic violence shelter, Stacy. They turn and they leave and they go back. And I thought, wow, that's an unacceptable answer to an area that was so close to me because I had gone through difficult times in my life and my two dogs were my rock. And they were excited to see you and they sat there and stayed by your side. And I thought, how can a woman and children who had the courage to leave an abusive situation be expected not to bring their pet with them and have them by their side when they need them the most? And so we just sat on that for a bit. And one day I got a call. I was in my office at Station Casinos and the executive director said, can you get down here right now? And I'm like, okay. And I went down and I was greeted by a young girl. She was 19 and she had a garbage bag full of clothes and a cat in a carrier. And she refused to check in because they weren't allowing her cat. And I closed the door. We sat for a long time. And she said, I've made every bad decision there was to make. I came from an abusive childhood. I ran away. I got involved with drugs. I met a different man, got abused by that man. And I just keep making the same mistake. I do it, you know, my whole life is nothing but mistakes. And I said, honey, you're 19 years old. You haven't had enough time to make that many mistakes. Be kind to yourself. And she went on to say, but the one person who believed in me the entire time was my cat. And you can't ask me to give her up. I'd rather just go back. And we sat together and I asked her to trust me with her cat because she deserved a fresh start. And I would spoil the cat rotten. She could drink the milk out of my cereal bowl if that's what she wanted, and we would bring her back every single day if she needed her. But this young lady deserved a chance of an abusive free life. And the crazy part of the story was the one thing that I said that resonated the most was I asked her if she had other clothes in her bag, and I said, I'm going to step out of the room, and I'd like you to take the shirt off that you're wearing and put another shirt on and give me your shirt so that the cat can have your smell at all times. And I think that understanding gave her the reassurance and support, and the cat went home with me that day. And she stayed long enough to heal and reconcile with her family from another state. And we brought her cat back many times. And that reunion pretty much put a driving force in me that was unstoppable, that this was not going to be a barrier that we do not remove, because the women and children have to have their pets by their side in order to heal and, first off, escape.
This is a huge problem that people are really not aware of the abuse that women take.
It happens every, like, in seconds. It's one in four women in a lifetime and will be affected by abuse. And now you carry that forward to the children that are exposed to it and then also often are raised to repeat the pattern. And then let's not forget the piece that Noah's directly is benefiting is the pet. You know, what we saw when we started adding, is there a pet in your home, to the client intake process to understand the magnitude of this issue. And then national surveys did it as well, and over 71% of the women coming into the shelter had pet abuse in the home. And
what do you mean by pet abuse?
Often there's really two situations that became prominent. One is at a time that the abuser was harming the woman or child, the pet jumped in to save, and the pet got abused. The other component is often that the pet is used and harmed and tortured as a way of controlling the woman. We have heard, if you leave, I will kill the dog, or will injure the dog, as to say, this is what will happen. And those are often an early indicator of abuse that's happening in the home if a veterinarian sees a pet that's in abuse during a visit. But we've had some heartbreaking health issues coming in with a pet once Noah's was built and serving our clients, and even during our construction, where the woman or the pet jumped in and took the punch.
Where did you get your passion from animals?
I would have to say I was born with it. My mom would probably agree. I have a tremendous amount of faith in God, and I think that we're all chosen to develop our experiences from our youth, our passions, and then put it to good work. And mine has always been about rescuing pets. We had raccoons, we had foxes, we had anything that was hurt by the side of the street. And then most of all, when I experienced a tragedy in my life and I had those pets by my side, I think it became my passion. It's my purpose.
This organization has grown tremendously. Dinah Bennett has been a major player in this. She made a huge donation to Noah's Animal House.
Diana Bennett is Noah's Animal House angel. She believed in us when we were just beginning and made $1 million commitment to our organization, and now serves as chair of our board. And we couldn't be blessed with a more generous, knowledgeable, and compassionate visionary than Diana. I mean, she has done some amazing things for the community and never turns her back on a need, and also has a strong love for animals, and this was a right fit from the very beginning when we explained what we wanted to do.
How big of an organization is it now?
We are getting ready to celebrate our 10-year anniversary in Las Vegas. And when we went to the city council and wanted to explore this partnership, it didn't exist. And so you were trying to explain a need that you really didn't have any comparisons to. So it's amazing for me and an honor that we're at 10 years. We have fostered and cared for over 1,200 pets in that time frame, probably closer to 1,400, for 90,000 boarding nights. And because you realize that they stay until the woman is healed and self-sufficient and back on her feet. We are thrilled to be bringing our service to Northern Nevada. We announced our partnership with the Committee to Aid Abused Women, known as CAW, in the Reno market. And we will be breaking ground next month for a facility that is close to their, on the campus of their transitional housing. Sam, we serve women from New York, Texas, New Mexico, Virginia, obviously California, and we've had plenty of women who drove the 8 miles from Reno to Las Vegas because they wouldn't leave their pet behind. So to be able to offer our services in both the North and South is just a great accomplishment and tells you how much the demand is there. And we can't wait to serve the community.
All right, let's take a break and we'll have more with Stacey Alonzo after this.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Stacey Alonzo. She's the founder and president of Noah's Animal House that is coming to Northern Nevada in July with a groundbreaking. Tell us about Noah.
Noah, the name Noah's Animal House starts with my son. And Noah was 4 years old when we started on this path, and I wanted him to have a sense of purpose right from the very beginning. His name gives you an indicator of both my love of animals and my love of the Bible. And so it was natural to have him carry it forward and associate the organization to Noah. It was pretty exciting to watch. He attended all the construction meetings with me when from 4, 5, 6 years old. And the opening day in Las Vegas, we had him do all the interviews. And so he was 6 years old. As a mother, it's the cutest video I still have. But he could explain the mission at 6 years old. And we fostered over 120 pets during construction in Las Vegas because when women saw the advertising for the Capital campaign, they just started showing up at the Shade Tree, and we were determined not to, to turn anyone away. And we recruited so many station casinos and team members and executives that became foster parents for us in that emergency situation. But we became the primary foster for the cats, and at one time had 14 cats at our house. Every
wow.
bedroom had foster cats. So Noah quickly adapted and gave up his bedroom even at 5 years old to and understand what we were doing was the right thing to do, and he's still involved today.
You were mentioning in the last segment people coming from all these other states. They were coming to Las Vegas to board the animals from those other states?
Yes, because there's so few facilities across the country that have a pet service component. It is less than 3% of domestic violence shelters still today in the U.S. that can accommodate a pet. And there's less than 10 that are full-service facilities like ours. In fact, we're the largest.
That must have blown your mind.
Yeah. When
somebody travels halfway across the country, they've been abused, but they don't want to leave their pet, and they're prepared to travel halfway across the country for your services.
It's incredibly overwhelming, and it certainly explains just how strong the human-animal bond is in that time, and just how much we rely on our pets when we're going through a difficult time. But yeah, we had a woman who came from Virginia with three dogs. We've had a young lady that came from New Mexico after the her partner had taken her small dog and grabbed him by the tail and spun him around and threw him, and so it broke his tail and injured, and she just got on a bus and found her way. So it is pretty powerful when a U-Haul pulls up at the Shade Tree Shelter from an East Coast state looking for a fresh start with their pet.
Well, and it's amazing. How did they even know that this existed?
This is the power of the internet. We have women who have given us their story, and it all starts with, I was Googling domestic violence shelter with pets, and I saw the Shade Tree and Noah's.
Wow. So where is this going for you? Is your goal to take this nationwide?
It is definitely my retirement plan and our encore career, I would say. I think that once we have Reno operating with two facilities to we can sell our story easier to other states, and that's been Diana's vision all along, and the remaining board members, is to remove the no pets allowed sign as at the domestic violence shelters that will have us as their partner. And we really come in as a turnkey partner. We raise the money to build the facility, operate it, so that, you know, there's so many domestic violence shelters, Sam, that feel like, oh my gosh, I just got to raise enough money to cover my own expenses. I can't even imagine trying to accommodate this new service. And when we try to take that stress right off their back and say, no, that's our job. And partially because we feel that the pets have to be right there next door, because that's where all the healing begins. We also encourage and almost enforce them to be responsible for the daily care of the pet, which is only available really when they're next door, and so that they keep kind of a routine going. It's usually not a problem. They run right in the first thing we open, but they have to maintain that care so that it's helping them move forward with their life.
I get the feeling, just from this conversation, that you're not going to have a hard time. I mean, logistically, it'll be hard, but in terms of the appreciation and the resources, this is going to be a slam dunk to go nationwide.
We hope so, from your mouth to God's ears. You know, it's about raising awareness and raising funds.
All right, let's take a break. More with Stacey Alonzo when we come back.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature Build Your Own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Stacy Alonzo. She's the founder and president of Noah's Animal House. So the groundbreaking is going to be in July. What do you need from the Northern Nevada community to help you in your efforts?
We need a few more dollars and for the capital campaign, and then we'll immediately transition into the operating funds. The exciting.
Okay, so when you say a few more dollars, how much do you need?
How much you got on you, Sam?
Well, this show goes out to a lot of people, and some of them have a few dollars, right. And especially for animal causes.
Right. We have some wonderful grants out the door, but if we could raise an additional $20,000, we're moving as fast as we can. And then we move into the operating fund, and that allows a lot of also community opportunities for the in Reno. There's volunteer opportunities for walking the dogs and giving the dogs bath and fundraising events. But we will be very volunteer heavy on the day to day operations, and that's going to be just around the corner. It'll really take between 3 and 4 months to build once we break ground. So we will be in business in the fourth quarter.
So that's very exciting. And you had a fundraiser kickoff party last year. What kind of response did you get there?
You know, it was so much fun. We played fun of our name and had an Animal House themed party. And so it allowed everybody to come in and have a good time based off the movie. And for an organization that was not known to the Northern Nevada community, we had over 200 people attend, and we raised our goals at that time, which with sponsorship dollars for the event and the actual funding of the event was over $140,000.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, you know, Northern Nevada is well known as an animal-loving community, so I don't think you're going to have a lot of struggle with getting people to either donate or to be a volunteer. I would imagine you'll probably be more overwhelmed than otherwise. So fast forward 10 years from now, where do you think this will all be?
If we could have 5 Noahs, we will, I think, have made a mark. And so I would set the goal at 5 in 10 years, knowing that I really believe that once we have 2 operating, the story becomes even easier to sell outside Nevada.
You know, for somebody who's a big planner, I think you're way underestimating what the response is going to be. I think once the people understand what the need is, that they're going to respond. You know, America is such an animal-loving country. Everybody can relate to that, and I think that people can relate to the stories you're telling here today, that when you go through crises, that the only thing you may have to hang on to at that point is your pet.
It's always better to beat forecast.
Well, that's true. If you're looking at Wall Street. But if people want to know more, they can just Google Noah's Animal House, and they can see the whole story. They can communicate with you if they want to volunteer. They can donate if they want to donate. The best of luck to you. This is a wonderful project, and I'm glad we were able to get a chance to talk.
Thank you for the opportunity for us to tell our story.
You're
we appreciate
welcome.
It very much, Sam.
Anytime. And we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
You can download podcasts of Nevada Newsmakers free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.